We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hashtag third hour.
Yep.
We're rolling on today, folks. We are live from the Seminole Hard Rock Event Center here for a little poker action tonight. The Jeff Conine Poker Tournament's going down. We are in the midst of the Hard Rock Poker Open, which is cool. Everybody's out here getting their
game on. It's been packed.
Very packed.
All week. Started last week.
Yeah, man. So a lot of people texting on the white side thing and that potential thing. This was Chris Sheridan. He had a couple thoughts on the trade. And somebody asked... Well, they said, should you trade Whiteside? He was plagued by injuries all last year. And he goes, defensophobia is not an injury.
Ah!
Well done by Sheridan. They said, what do you think is ultimately going to be the Heat's path this year? And Sheridan writes, I think they dump Whiteside for the best offer they can get, try and move Tyler Johnson, then wait out the Kawhi situation, which seems doomed to fail in Toronto. Kawhi, by the way, put out a letter today to San Antonio, which I'm sure was written up by Uncle Robertson, because I can't imagine Kawhi writing out thoughtful thoughts.
You know what? I read that letter, and it was pretty straightforward. But what I realized is that I didn't know that Kawhi had his own logo.
Yeah, the claw. Like, you realize when I was doing the Kawhi Miami Beach, I turned his logo into a palm tree.
I just got that now.
Like, you just really? You are a slow individual. I'm
slow. Not as slow as the boss who just texted me to ask me if I wanted to come over to get coffee at the other building. And I'm like, you know, I'm on the air till 4.
You. You know, he didn't want you to come over and get coffee. That was his nice way of saying, hey, go fetch me some coffee.
No. You're right.
Know your role. Damn it. Know your role. You got assistant.
Program director, yeah.
Coffee guy. Where's my coffee guy?
But I was the coffee guy before that.
He's making you go over to the other building too. Like, you can't. You can't come over here.
What?
Like,
are you kidding me? Have you been paying attention?
2 or 3 times a week, I got to go over to that place.
Oh my god, really?
Do you have a key card for over there too?
I do. I have a key fob for over there.
A what?
A fob.
What's a fob?
It's like a little thing on your key ring. It's like, we have cards over here. They have key fobs over there.
All right.
I don't know. Just Google it. I can't explain it to you.
I don't know what that is, and I'm not going to Google it.
No, you
all
need
I know
Google
is look.
It.
We've been trying to figure you out. We ain't Googled you yet. Why do I care what a fob is?
So what is he? He's super nervous because the Dolphins are broadcasting tonight?
Yeah, he's all over the place. Yeah.
Is he going to the game?
No, he's going to be in the control room.
He's going to be in the control room?
Yeah, he's going to be helping to push buttons.
You know, that went on a whole bunch of years without Lenny in here.
Yeah, it's going to be fine.
Now we part ways, because you always say that right before somebody gets kicked in the junk.
Not true.
What happened?
Really? He always says, you know, that it's going to be fine.
Who got kicked in the junk?
Broke a car.
Hey, I didn't bow up on my machete bat that was made by a ruler and a bandana like I was Sheffield in 97.
Listen, why we got to go bootleg? We had a perfectly sharp knife right next to us.
Them's was the rules.
Trying to think of, Leroy, were you going the other way on that?
No.
Yeah, he went the other way. He turned it into a boomerang.
Right.
Like, if you go and look at he's wagging it so hard, the thing is bending over.
Here's the worst part. Like, I'm telling you.
Oh, no, you pulled it.
My club head speed had to be probably at like 110.
Oh my god.
Because that thing went out of the picture so fast.
I found this interesting.
Someone says my logo should be a sloth.
That ain't big enough.
Slow enough though.
So Conor McGregor's coming back to fight, right? And so one of the big things when he was coming back to fight was he wanted ownership in the UFC. But Dana White said, no, I'm not giving you ownership in the UC. But he says he might as well have it with how much money we're paying him, which good for Connor. I'm glad he's making bank on this next fight.
He should, yeah.
This is some rich people bleep. So his coach revealed on Ariel Helwani's show this week that Connor McGregor has Gucci and Versace. They pack their entire stores into buses and bring the store to him. That he does the shopping with the custom bus. And I was like, that is a gangster move. I don't know, though, if it's quite as gangster as Pat Riley getting Armani wherever he wants. I'm not quite sure.
Yeah,
because Armani's kind of old-fashioned. Like, is Armani still looked upon as class of it, like, all? Or is it kind of old-fashioned?
The little meatheads wear those little shirts. Armani Exchange. You can't, like...
That's not the same thing.
It's Armani?
That's not Pat Armani.
No, it's not Pat, but I'm saying it's the same company.
Because I can imagine Pat Riley still at some point has had the Armani truck or some custom tailor.
When Pat was wearing Armani, it wasn't what it is now.
It wasn't creme de la creme?
Back then it was creme de la creme. Now they basically went public. No, that's what I'm saying. That's what it is.
Now anybody can wear it.
Yeah. Like, they got stores.
Let's give you guys a chance to win $1,000 right now in the... Summer Swindle. Your word this hour is variety. V-A-R-I-E-T-Y. Variety. Text that to 72881. Variety.
Hey, can I ask a corporate question?
Yeah.
You do realize Enjoy is kicking Tovin's ass. Why are y'all trying to make bigger words?
Seriously. Listen. I don't make the words.
Huh?
I don't make the words.
All right.
Crazy.
I mean, you know, there's 250 stations plus in Entercom, and they all use the same words.
Well, variety is your word this hour. Text that to 72881. Let's get the headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
Piss at this editor of this weak heat blog won't get back to me. Want to get this?
It's fine.
Track this guy down. No. I think
the guy probably is not going to get back to you because he's like,
I want to grill this guy.
What do you want to grill him for? I just want to know.
Who are your sources?
Well, first of all, no journalist is going to answer.
Well, this guy's not a journalist. He's an award-winning filmmaker.
Okay, he's not going to answer where he got the information.
Where'd you hear the rumors?
I just want to know, are you hearing this, or did you see rumors? That's all I want to know.
Look at all these.
I mean, where's he hearing these rumors? Like, you think he's tied in?
I don't know. That's what I'm confused about. But either way, like... Look, Whiteside rumors. Boom. Things happening. Heat. I want the Heat to make a move, man. I want some stuff happening. I want Wade to come back. Where's Wade, man? You see Philly Cheese sending out the bat signal? Because we had all these crazy Philly Cheese rumors. And then Philly Cheese was just putting out this beautiful shout out to Dwayne Wade on his Instagram. Where he's just like, he said, appreciate you, big bro. You inspire me. Just wanted to let you know. At Dwayne Wade. With like three banners. I was like, oh, man, that's beautiful. He's going to take all your shots.
Back. He let us know. Hey. Year 16,
hey,
kid 16.
Don't serenade somebody on Twitter.
Why not? That's the way it's done these days, man.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You give somebody a good post on Instagram, might as well have wrote him a song.
Oh, yeah. The IG? Hell yeah.
That's today's art, man. What are you talking about?
You put your Hassan song up there?
Do y'all know that Snapchat was really called Peekaboo?
Man, those are the days. Remember when we liked Whiteside, when he was coming out of Lebanon and we were making Whiteside songs?
Yep.
Those were the days, mm-hmm. man.
Anyone still on Snapchat, by the way?
Whiteside is. The Wades are.
I haven't checked that thing in a while. Hey, there's 12 NFL games tonight in the preseason variety. Dolphins, Bucks, 7 o'clock over at The Rock. You can hear that on our sister stations in FM, if you'd like, on the KISS 99.9 in the AM on the 560 WQAM.
Let me see some Charles Harris tonight. Get some sacks.
Remember last year I told you it takes a while for outside Russians to get it?
Yes.
Not everybody's praising him.
Yep.
But yeah, man.
He was saying,
look, I get why
Leroy knows
fans.
All.
No. I don't know it all.
Leroy
but
knows
I'm just
all.
Patient because I understand the reality of some things take time.
Yeah, we got it. You got football experience.
Yeah, we got it. You played the game. We understand.
Go ahead.
All right.
Just throw it in our face.
All right.
I know.
I try to give you guys.
Well, in fairness, the last D-end. I mean, he didn't develop. He tried to take steroids.
He's developing for Seattle.
Right. He's playing for Seattle. Wouldn't that be something?
Oh, I don't want to hear it.
If he makes like a Pro Bowl or something.
Would Dolphin fans think that that's a cool story, or would they be annoyed by that?
Oh, no, they'd be annoyed.
Annoyed?
Super annoyed.
Annoyed.
That's a pretty cool
Here's
story.
What they would say.
If that sucked, because
if he would have did that here, then we wouldn't have to draft Charles Harris. Then we could have drafted a quarterback.
If Deion Jordan turns into something, Dolphin fans are going to be pissed.
Pissed that the Dolphins got rid of him, or pissed that
just pissed in general.
Here's what you're going to be pissed at. If Devontae Parker has a monster year this year,
yeah,
and they're going to be at the negotiating table, they're going to be like, do we pay him?
We're out.
Do we pay Devontae Parker?
There's certain players, and I can't tell you why. There's certain players that the whole league is just waiting for them to do something good so they can throw a boatload of money at him.
All right, let's quickly take a look at the leaderboard of the PGA Championship. It's brought to you by the fine folks at Edwin Watts Golf Shop, home of the 90-day 100% back guarantee. Leroy, hopefully you have the right scores this time.
One man stands alone up top. It is still Ricky Fowler. There is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 players at 6 under. If you're wondering,
What are you talking about? There's seven players at 3 under.
Okay, 7. All right.
At 3 under.
At 7 or 3 under.
Your scoreboard.
Did I say 6?
Yeah, you said 6 at 6 under.
Because look what I'm doing. I had to go over to Ed. See what I'm saying?
Why are you going to put the blame somewhere else?
No, because
blame in the website.
There's a big Ed in between the threes.
Mm. Okay, Golf Channel can't make some money?
This is PGA. So, and Tiger and Rory are even par.
Where's my dude Justin Rose? Has he teed off yet?
He's teeing off now, probably.
Yeah, let's go, Justin Rose. You got to beat this Justin Thomas.
Justin Thomas finished at 1 under.
I got to tell you. That's probably the hardest matchup of all of them.
Of all our bets?
Yeah, because the two guys that have been playing really good this year, Justin Rose and Justin Thomas, they're pretty good.
Well.
You know, people don't realize Justin Rose, he turned pro at 17. He missed his first 35 cuts.
Jeez.
That's
as a professional on the European Tour.
It's pretty 35. Wild.
Someone wants to know if my name on Tinder is Peekaboo. I've never been on Tinder, but
nah.
I'd like to try it, though.
You know what your name is on Tinder?
Big Boy.
Runt Rose. Come get your Runt Rose.
I'd clean up on the Tinder.
And you know what your logo should be?
Yep.
A flea. I just thought about it.
Why a flea?
A flea.
Somebody says I got to see.
Because that would be funny.
Somebody says I got to see inside Pat Riley's closet. It was a sight to behold. Hundreds of Armani suits, color coordinated. Of course. I mean, I'd expect nothing else. I'm sure it's got like recycled air freshener that just smells like greatness.
A TV.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know how Old Spice has these different scents? I like the swagger scent because it makes me feel like I'm a real man. Old Spice should come out with Pat Riley greatness as a
Who
scent.
Do you think has a more impressive closet, Dwayne Wade or Pat Riley?
Dwayne Wade.
But you don't think
Why? Because on the end, he has that little short suit that he tried that one.
Dwayne Wade's got a variety. Like, Pat Riley's got like 17 of the same suit. They're in just different colors.
How about the one where Dwayne Wade had the shoulder pads and then showing the belly button? We're like, that was a risk. That was different.
Do you think Gabby's down with Dwayne Wade's fashion selection?
Oh, yeah. She loves it.
She does?
Yeah, the more Hollywood he is, the better.
She never, like, says, hey, boo, when you're leaving the house. Like,
hey, no. This is how the conversation goes. Hey. D, you doing that? Huh? You showing the midriff?
You know what I've been thinking?
I thought that was my thing.
You know what I've been, what's kind of been a thing for Dwayne this offseason? Slim has noticed this, and I think he has a good theory. Dwayne Wade should bring back the short shorts in the NBA. He should. That could be his retro thing.
No.
Yeah, because he's really into showing the thighs.
The John Stockton's?
Yeah. Dwayne Wade comes back. It's like Dwayne Wade coming back.
You know who started that long pants thing, right? The Fab Five.
They were so cool.
So cool.
They were so
Black
cool.
Black socks.
While they were so cheating.
Cool. So what?
What? Huh?
Not according to these days. Hey, does this mean that the Fab Five gets unbanned?
They already did it. They were banned for like 12 or 13 years.
Yeah, Chris Webber's coming back for a football game this year.
Yep.
Is that the game you're going to?
Oh.
That'd be cool.
I can find out.
Whatever game you're going to, guaranteed it's the same weekend of the dates I just sent you for the appearances you have to make.
If I go to the Chris Webber game with you, I'm gonna be friends with him because you know what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna kiss his ass like this. Be like, "What's up, Chris? Jalen Rose, what a sellout, huh?"
Wait, how? He can't call it. You know, he does it too now.
Nah.
He does games.
No. I'm saying, like,
here's what I can't understand.
What a sellout this Jalen Rose. What a jerk.
Here's what I can't understand. How's a guy involved in one of the biggest blunders in sports history?
Yes.
Get a pass this long?
What do you mean?
What do you mean a pass? I don't think anyone gave, his life was ruined for a long time.
No, it was not. He played basketball and then went right to the booth. Nothing.
Wait, I don't understand.
Like, yeah, what are you at?
What do you
at,
want happening?
Yeah, what do you want to happen to him?
People don't let that die. Everywhere you go.
Like, I don't mean, so he's not supposed to be able to work?
No, I'm not saying he's not supposed to work.
What are you chewing on, by the way?
Okay, but nobody even mentions it.
I think it gets mentioned, but like, I mean,
feel like, Uncle Drew, gets mentioned.
Listen.
It's really funny, too.
Not to date you, but that was 30 years ago.
Really? You think they're saying that about Buckner?
We forgave Buckner. We won a World Series. We brought him out there. Let him throw the first pitch.
You forgave him because you won a championship after.
Seriously, what the hell is in your mouth?
He's eating French fries. Don't act like you're not eating throughout the show either. You're always regurgitating into the
microphone. Am I eating right now? Steve?
No.
Am I eating right now?
You were eating earlier.
I did, but I shut my mic off.
Snitches get stitches.
Somebody says LeBron's wearing the Stockton suit. If LeBron starts wearing the Stockton, everyone's going to wear the Stockton's.
There's no doubt about it.
There's a limit to short shorts,
well,
right?
The thing is,
like Shaq could never kick
LeBron's
the short shorts.
LeBron's got ulterior motive because
Magic was borderline. He could barely have the short shorts.
LeBron has ulterior motives. He's going to try to do anything to draw attention away from his head.
I think you're right. I think like it'll be like his next fashion statement.
I have a question about said head.
Yes.
Wasn't he almost completely bald?
Yes.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
And all of a sudden, I said, "Hey, I'm very familiar with, you know, how things work."
Remember LeBron was
You don't go the other way.
Remember LeBron was balding so bad his last year with the Heat that he had, like, the double band?
Oh, yeah.
They're like, "Hey, LeBron, why are you wearing a ski cap while you're playing basketball?"
Somebody should have just gave him a yarmulke. Just go ahead and put that on top because that about covers it.
No, the yarmulke would not be big enough.
Hashtag third hour rolls on after this. Welcome back, everybody.
Yep.
Leroy and Beast. We're live from the Hard Rock Event Center. Seminole Hard Rock Poker Open is going on right now.
Right now.
Somebody said OG Anunoby wore short shorts in college. Did he in Toronto? And I looked at pictures of him, and it looked like he wore the longest shorts possible. But also, he's got those color-coordinated knee pads, so it's a little tough to say it's all short. But he didn't go short shorts in college.
No.
So, I don't know. I'm telling you, that opportunity is out there. Somebody in the NBA could make that cool again, and I think Dwayne Wade should do it. I think that should be a thing. Bring back the short shorts.
Okay.
Why not?
I mean, okay.
Show some thigh, man. Get excited about it.
What? Where are you going with this?
I don't know. I'm going August with it. Oh, man.
We have a little, it's kind of an interesting news story. It's not really breaking news, but Buffalo Wild Wings has just announced they're looking into the possibility of adding sports books to all their locations now that sports betting is legal.
Huh. Why not? Why do you go there?
Certainly
you go
not
there
going
to
there
watch the games.
Certainly not going there for the food.
Leroy,
why would you do
big
that?
For nothing.
What?
Why would you do that?
What? Buffalo Wild Wings? What's wrong?
Any business is a potential sponsor.
Oh, look, if they want to pay for our show, I'll say it's the best wings on the planet. But for right now, the wings suck.
Preach.
If you had to go.
See, here's what the thing is.
Top three wings.
Hold on.
Give me your wing route much. Rushmore.
Here's the out clause. When Buffalo Wild Wings in some way says.
Did you say Buffalo Wild Wings?
I burped in the midst of saying it. When Buffalo Wild Wings.
Triple W.
I love Buffalo Wild Wings. If Buffalo Wild Wings comes to our show and say, "Hey, we want to sponsor your show. We love it. It's hilarious." I said, great. I will say, now the new and improved Buffalo Wild Wings. So people will know I'm not full of it. Even though I'm telling you, if you guys ever hear me doing ads for Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm probably full of it.
Hey, or what? You can say, technically, I didn't say Buffalo Wild Wings sucks. I said Buffalo Wild Wings.
Buffalo Wild Wings, are you?
Hey, no. So top three, go.
Are we talking just chains? Because
yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
Okay.
Chains. I'll tell you, honestly, like down here, I think Brews Room makes really good wings.
That's not a chain. We're talking. Are you talking national chain?
Local.
Oh, okay, yeah. The Brews
Sports Grill makes really good wings.
Brews Room, Sports Grill, yeah.
Sports Grill.
Wingstop makes really good wings.
Wingstop, yep.
Yeah, they're a little tiny.
They are tiny.
Like you could get 30 wings in a little baby basket.
You know who's got big wings is Flanagan's. Who's got some pretty
big wings. Yeah, but I don't like,
wings.
Look, if you're going to go giant wings.
You don't like the whole.
I don't want them juicy. Like, I don't want to bite and go, ooh, is this cooked? Yeah.
Okay.
That's why I like Sports Grill's wings. There's never any question. You don't bite into one and get that juiciness and go,
I like the fact that you get the extra handle on it.
That's grip.
I like it.
Yeah. Nah.
I do.
I don't like the little.
Because I don't like with the flat. Sometimes I'm almost like a Looney Tune. Like, I put the whole thing in my mouth and I
of course you do.
Skin it.
Yeah, that's what everybody does.
No,
yeah,
yeah. That's some not people, whatever. Not no, my wife. Right. My wife picks up a wing and starts using her hands.
My
wife picks up a wing and starts, like, pulling the meat off and pushing it off and doing whatever with her hands.
Let me explain something to you.
Yeah.
I'm not going to hate on how people eat wings.
Oh, no.
But I will tell you what. You can't be sexy eating a chicken wing. Can't do it.
Uncle Al. By the way, Uncle Al's, I think, is the best wings locally.
Where is that?
It's Griffin and University, so somewhere around there.
No, I ate there. They are so big and juicy and wet.
What?
No, too wet. Too wet.
What are you talking about?
Too wet.
How can it be too wet? That's like here's
major
about league, it's
no,
too high.
No, no, no. You understand.
It's too high.
Like, you understand that if a wing is like they fry it and then dip it in the sauce and it's so wet.
I'll tell you what I don't like about Buffalo Wild Wings. It's not even just also that the wings are wildly terrible. But it's just but it's like they
what
serve
are you
it
doing.
They serve it in like this paper tray. I hate it. Like, you know, I like a wing place that'll put it like, first of all, it's gotta have like that red papering around it. It just seems like the home for the wing. And that's nestled up with a little bit of celery. Get itself a little bit of wing support.
Wait a minute. In all the times we have eaten wings, you ain't gave a damn about that celery.
No. I don't want the celery there to eat.
Like, you need the celery for decoration?
It's there as presentation.
Wait, he's downgrading a wing place for something that he doesn't even eat.
Ricky's has pretty good wings, by the way.
No, man, like, if you're going to put your wing, like, make it look presentable. I'm not here in some dive. You know, if I'm getting wings on the go, different story. But I'm in a restaurant. What are you above doing dishes? Get the hell out of here.
Hey, wait.
Why don't you go green on some stuff?
Flanagan's and Dave's Last Resort in West Palm. Pretty sure one of the B's in
Buffalo Wild Wings
stands for bum.
Dave's Last Resort is good. That's that place.
But that's
good.
In Orlando by you. We don't go up there.
I understand.
You know, I tried Al's. Everybody was talking about Al's. I went to Al's, ordered a boatload of wings.
Best local place around me is Brass Monkey Tavern. However, I've ruled them off because they stopped showing UFC fights.
Jersey's has pretty good wings in the Ponds, by the way.
Here's what I like. I like wings that are flavorful, not real wet. I'm not a wet wing guy.
Evidently.
Sports Grill
Teriyaki. Too much soft.
Somebody's
too much sauce.
Sports Grill Teriyaki mix is damn good.
Yeah, hey, Listen. Sports Grill can do no wrong with their wings.
And guess what? No, they can't. And I'm telling you, if I ever have any question of whether one of your wings was cooked or not, I will not be eating at your wing place ever again.
Huh?
If I bite into one of your wings and I have to look.
Oh, you're not saying it was Sports Grill. You're just saying in general.
In general, if I have to question whether one of your wings is suck, no, I love. What, are you kidding me? Sports Grill?
Yep.
Have you seen me order Sports Grill wings?
Yeah.
By the hundreds?
Which leads us to, since the boss isn't listening, to our chicken wing eating contest.
Now, here are the rules. Are we going to separate them wings and drums only, or are we going the whole chicken
wing? No, it's the whole thing attached.
No. You got to separate.
Not separated. Not separated.
The flap isn't. No, you don't eat the flap. What are you talking about? That's just a handle.
There's two parts. There's the flat and the drum.
Uh-huh.
And it's got to be attached.
That's the whole wing. No. Aren't they in two separate spots?
No. Some people detach the two bone from the one bone. I like it that way.
Just love Doo Doo Texan. Love the flats. Yeah. Me too.
The flats are good, but they're a little more work.
What are you saying? You love the flats? You love the drums?
I love it all.
I'm telling you what. And if you run out of flats and drums,
it's just a funny
have a gnaw at that little part.
I will not.
The flap.
He'll have a little gnaw at that little part that you use for grip at sports grill.
How is nobody replaced?
They just dropped out again? Oh, that's fun times. This happened yesterday. I was told, you know what? You know what I was told yesterday when this happened yesterday? Oh, it's so-and-so's fault. It's not our fault. It's nothing we can do about it. It's the wind blowing in the wrong direction. It dropped out yesterday. Hate when this happens because now all ears are on me. And I'm just sitting here with my hands in my pocket, not expecting to really drive a show or do anything worthwhile. I have to sit here and talk and look at Steven, see if they're back. They back? Nope, not back yet. Gotta play this game. Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna make an executive freaking decision. Since it's hashtag third hour, we will take a break. On the other side of the break, hopefully we'll have the other two people back on the show. And if not, I'll bring in Zach Duarte for a little extra time. Because Zach is here with his skyscraper full of grilled chicken, which I'll explain at a different time. And that's what's going on. All right, here we go. Back after this on The Ticket.
I don't follow rules and they don't like that. I was skipping school to
get
my
sack.
Hey,
we're back. I think I speak for, this texture speaks for everyone when it says, always having a problem with this stuff. It's 2018. Come on, guys. I feel you, man. I don't know why this keeps happening, but it does.
We were talking about wings.
Such is life.
And somebody said, let me get this right, because this is when you know a place is good. He say, how awesome is Sports Grill? It's the only place in my life I've gone back after seeing a big roach.
He says,
in 2002, he saw one running a touchdown across the TV.
Yeah, down on the original Sunset location.
Yeah. That's funny, man. So I wanted to play you guys this and get your thoughts on it. So I've been watching Hard Knocks. I watched the first episode. And
of course you did.
Yeah. I wanted to tune in for the Jarvis stuff, which did not disappoint, by the way. I thought Dolphin fans would be a little bit better than this because here's the thing. It's just money. Like, you didn't want to pay him that. That's the only reason you really don't want him. You liked him when he wasn't getting a ton of money. And now you hate him just because he wanted to get paid. Don't act like he sucks.
But that's how fans are. I try to tell you guys that. The fans want you to play for their team under their circumstances. And if... What?
What?
I mean, no offense, but this is coming from Pope Petty.
But here's the difference.
This
is why I'm saying that.
But really?
See, the roots of Team Petty.
You know, you leading the charge.
No. See, this is why I'm a different type of individual. Team Petty was...
No. You mean special.
I think I have sound reasoning in my things that I am passionate about. And Team Petty was built on a blatant disrespect. Now, I'm better now. I'm not the same guy who's going to hold that same LeBron stuff over his head forever because it's over. He's on the Lakers. The fact that he went back to that snake oil salesman in Cleveland after all the things he said to him in a letter, questionable. But I understand... You and Maverick had to sell shoes. It's cool. But I never, ever said that LeBron sucked and acted like what he did wasn't fantastic here. And that's what the Dolphin fans are doing with Jarvis Landry. Is like, all of a sudden you guys are like, we never liked him anyway. All those unnecessary roughness penalties, hated it. Blur.
I never said that. I know.
The
people are saying that.
People are saying it.
Yeah, but that's, look. Let me explain something to you.
Mm-hmm.
Say if you're dating a girl, she is a stunner, right? She don't want to date you no more. She goes somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
First words out of your mouth. She wasn't that hot anyway.
Who is the most?
Just saying.
Who's the most?
Right?
Who's the most popular Dolphin on offense right now?
Hmm.
Kenyon Drake. He's Flavor of the Month right now.
Frank Gore.
No.
Yeah.
There's
more people that know Frank Gore more than anybody else on offense, other than Ryan Tannehill.
Who are people most excited about on offense? Would you say it's Kenyon Drake?
No.
Who would you say it is?
I mean, Devontae Parker, because every year they sell it to you.
People are done with him.
No.
Yeah.
No. The way they're telling you about Devontae Parker and you got people vouching for him.
Here's what it is. Make it Kenyon Drake or make it Devontae Parker and people salivating over watching them play. As soon as those two guys want to get their paychecks, bums.
Okay, yeah.
Bums out of here.
Or if the guy wants to get traded with stuff left on his contract.
All these people who are like holding up Kenyon Drake right now, they'll be whizzing on him. As soon as he wants to get okay, great. I had a great year. You guys gonna invest in a running back? Nope.
Right.
No. Interchangeable. Oh, that's a hey, you could put anybody that plug him in. We had a Jai and we plugged you in and you were great. We'll find another you.
Yep.
Like that's the thing but I
that's
find
not
weird about
the player's fault.
It's not the player's fault.
Right.
It's a weird thing with fans.
Like, yeah.
In the NFL.
See, I'm not mad that Jarvis Landry got his money. I'm a little annoyed because why does Cleveland have to be the team? Right? Because that's how that works out.
Yeah.
The team that needs the most help is the team that'll pay $16 million for a Sly guy.
So this was the interesting part that had nothing to do with Jarvis Landry. So Hugh Jackson, he's won one game over two seasons. And he's in a meeting room with all his coaches. One of his coaches is Todd Haley. Used to be a head coach. Grizzled looking dude. Doesn't look like fun. And Todd Haley's questioning on the effort of the team and how things got to change. And basically implying that Hugh Jackson runs a crappy culture. And Hugh Jackson did not like this. And this was the exchange.
We need to get so much done. Our team has to get mentally tougher and be able to fight through the that we got to fight through. We got to change this drastically. And if we got guys that haven't done sitting around doing nothing, you know, I just don't know how we're going to do it.
Well, I respect you saying that. I mean, I used to sit in the same chair.
Joe,
let me finish. Let me finish. I used to sit in the same chair as you guys sat in. The chair I sit in, a little different than the chair you guys sit in. I get to watch from a different lens. Like Al taught me a long time ago. You know, what is it, Al? Give it to me.
It's your team. You do whatever the hell you want.
It's your team. You do whatever the hell you want. Okay, so this one's mine. So that's just the way it's going to be.
Dicey.
No. There's nothing wrong with that conversation.
Oh, no, there is.
I've seen coaches go at it all the time. That was relatively respectful.
I see this, Todd Haley. You know what I see? Snake in the grass. My man is positioning up. He's ready to box out to get the rebound on the job.
Once a head coach, you're always aiming to get back there.
Yeah, right. he's looking to take the head man down.
I got to tell you.
Sabotage.
I mean, should you be fighting for this job?
Oh, yeah. You got to get back whatever you can.
Job's a job.
Because here's the thing.
Man.
The guy who gets this job, you're one step away from being the guy who turned the Browns around. And that's impressive. It is.
I think about 27 guys have thought they were going to be that guy.
Maybe so. But the guy who does it is going to be a legend. A legend in
Somebody
that town.
Somebody called Jarvis 3 yards in the cloud to dust slot guy.
Caught every pass, though.
Yeah. You know how I am about that and players. Like, I've been on both sides of that. Like, if you want to leave and you still have value – they hate you, but if you sign a contract and your contract's not up and you don't have the year that they expect, they want to get rid of you.
The only problem I had with Jarvis with the comments that he left.
You don't have to say nothing about the team on your way out. You got what you wanted. You got it from somewhere else. Let's move on.
I don't think he has. I have a weird thing with people saying that he should be grateful. he showed up and did his job, and he did it better than anybody on the team. It's not Jarvis Landry's fault that Devontae Parker never developed into anything. One second. And the only thing I had a problem with was saying things like, oh, Tannehill didn't do workouts. It's like, all right, well, we've seen him do workouts before. I don't know why you're just making stuff. You don't got to run up the score.
But that's what I'm saying.
I think you have enough valid points for leaving. Don't run up the score.
Boys.
Go ahead, man.
Yeah.
Do you see the Heat news?
What?
The Heat on their Instagram, and Tobin, you're better at the Instagram than I am. Could you go to the Heat's Instagram page right now, please?
Let's see. Big news.
And it's a video, but and I think it's James Johnson dunking, but I don't know what that
Coming
this means.
Coming soon, James Johnson dunking. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know either, but the big news is coming soon.
Okay, but they're not trading. They're not going to put it. Hold on.
If they're trading James Johnson, then he's not going to be on their Instagram.
They're not going to put a photo of him doing an awesome dunk on Victor Oladipo's head as a teaser that he's getting traded.
So my guess is that they just picked a random highlight because they needed one.
Uh-huh.
And it's some other announcement. I don't know what that means.
Maybe they're trading the guy that got dunked on. They're not trading for the guy that got dunked on.
Well, it looks
Victor
like
Oladipo,
it's
that'd be pretty Oladipo. Awesome.
Yeah.
Working out with Dwayne Wade. I'd like that.
Man, he balled last year.
Oh, and now what do we do?
Man, that team that Dwayne Wade works out with at that gym, that's a good team. That's a good team. Can we get that team? John Wall, Victor Oladipo, D. Wade.
Oh, that's a great team.
But nobody's over 6'5".
Who cares?
Who cares?
Positionless basketball. No
hey,
worries.
You know what that team is? That team gets buckets.
I mean,
yeah, you just had Duncan Robinson. You're good to go.
Oh, you got Stroke. You got Strokinson on the wing. He's just taking the kickouts.
You know he's hardly going to play, right?
First year. work in progress.
I
now
mean,
he's
you
coming
made
in.
Him sound like he's Ray Allen right out the gate.
Well, here's the thing. He's coming in as a well cooked 25-year-old rookie.
So, he's 25?
Almost.
Wait, when did he went to college when he was 20?
Well, remember, he started as a D3 player, and he had
to transfer. Yeah, like he's transferred 700 times.
Not 700 times, but okay, I mean, he was a D3 player.
Okay.
And then he was a huge contributor for Michigan.
Okay, listen.
Sixth man of
the
year.
I don't think you're hearing me.
You know what I'm guessing this is,
25?
By the way?
25?
By the way, I don't want to ruin anything.
You had to go to college when you were 20.
Could this possibly just be their schedule release?
Yep.
That's supposed to come out Friday.
But
that's
that's
a weird thing to put big news. That's just news.
I'm just saying, it's
not really news. It's just like, hey, guys, here's the schedule.
Oh, how you feel about this one? Landry did the same thing fans are doing. It's like when you put up with someone in a relationship and then you leave and you start mentioning all the crap they did. It's human nature. Look, and there's also sometimes a person will say, you know what? That was yesterday. Tomorrow's in front of me. I'm going there. You know, and just move on. Like, what does it do? What does it accomplish? You know, I couldn't have been more clear and said either side, what the Dolphins did and what the player did. I have more of a problem with what the Dolphins did because why are you bad-mouthing a player? You should be above that.
I feel like I don't have an issue with him coming out and saying why he thought he should have been used better and saying that him and the coach butted heads because that's going to be ass. So they're like, well, what were the problems of you not getting used better? He's like, I asked him to do these – whether he's right or wrong, he's got to explain himself.
Right.
I have a problem with you saying that to peers and saying didn't have a great relationship with him. Didn't work that hard. Guys work way harder here.
Right.
That I think is a little out of bounds.
You know what I've said to you? I've said this to you a lot. When you hear another player say it, talk to me. Like, I mean, just because a coach says it, or coaches are human beings. When you don't play for them no more, you know, they get pissed off like, you know, you're an ex-girlfriend or something. That's kind of how that works. Just like when you cut a guy or you ask a guy to take a pay cut, he gets bitter about it because guess what?
You think the Heat are just releasing a new jersey beast?
I mean, maybe it's like this year's Vice jersey. I mean, that could be it.
Oh, man, this year's Vice jersey, is it going to be black and pink? Oh, that looks so cool.
I'm not allowed to talk about that.
Oh, my God, it'd be amazing. Is that going to get released tomorrow, Beast?
I have no idea.
Well, you just said you can't talk about it, which
means
you know
something. Well, no. What I can tell you that I was in a meeting last year about the vice jerseys and all that stuff. I don't know when anything's going to be released for this year.
Big news. All right. Well, nobody announces a trade on Instagram, so it's not a trade. Schedule, if they're using this as the schedule teaser, disappointing video. You shouldn't put big news. It'd be like, schedule is coming, guys. By the way.
It's not going to keep you.
Whiteside, swear to God, if this Mo Bamba in his first game owns you in Orlando, we got problems, buddy.
Oh, by the way, I finally got the writer's email address, so tomorrow I hopefully will be having this guy on.
Mo Bamba. If Mo Bamba comes in his first game and does that work on Whiteside,
yeah, what are you going to do?
We got problems.
You're out? That's it?
We got problems.
Are you in or out?
Am I in or out on what? Him being
Whiteside.
Here?
Whiteside, yeah.
I'm in because he's here.
But no. Are you Hassan or Hassan?
No, you can't do that.
It's kind of
just
like, that's the same thing you just did with Buffalo Wild Wings. Like, oh, if they're a sponsor, then their wings are great. But otherwise, no.
No, it's not the same.
Well, come on.
It's the same exact thing.
That's being honest. Come on. Man, yeah. Like, stop.
I don't honestly think.
Stop.
Look,
Stu went as far enough as to take a rosin bag and tap it on his genitals.
What?
Yeah, you remember?
Remember New Bag?
Oh, yeah.
Stop.
I can honestly say everything that I advertise, I believe in. Including the men's makeup I had to do spots for.
No, I think genuinely we do like, we love all of our sponsors.
Hey,
I'm just telling you, for now, Buffalo Wild Wings is trash.
I picture you standing in front of a mirror like Wild Bill. I do me. It places the lotion in the basket.
Precious.
It does this when it's told.
Or it gets the hose again.
Do you think at Buffalo Wild Wings, are they gonna be able to win cash, or is it gonna be like Buffalo Wild Wings bucks? Because that'll just be terrible.
Oh, that sucks when you go to a game room and they give you all those little tickets.
Congratulations, you hit
7,000 tickets for a Dakota ring.
Congratulations, you hit the over on the Dolphins today. You win some Buffalo bucks. Awesome. Thanks. What am I gonna?
That's you.
What?
Well, you have a problem. Like, I mean, it ain't terrible. I think it's not as bad as Al's.
Jesus.
Al's gave me the slop wings.
Who's Al's?
Uncle Al's is an institution.
Uncle Al's is an institution?
Yeah, man.
It's on University
in
Griffin.
Yeah, it's Griffin just west of University.
We should do a wing tour.
Let's do a wing tour.
Okay, you want to do a wing tour?
We can watch some football.
Joe Rose is doing a burger tour for the other station, so we should be able to do a wing tour.
Hey, do we have to do it with sales?
Unfortunately, we do have to bring it up to them. Yeah, then they'll end up not selling it. No, but
then it's not going to. Any chance of it happening before this football season's up?
Oh, no.
No shot.
No shot.
Like to do it during Monday.
We got Riptide. We got Kids Love. We got Fantasy Football. We got, you know, things going on.
I tried. Well, we have one here.
Just do a heat wing tour. Heat season starts.
No.
Yeah, man.
What's that do?
Mondays and Thursdays.
I don't want to waste my Sundays.
Sunday?
Yeah, for football?
You're going to be doing Fighters Fury.
I want to talk about fights, and I want to go do stuff.
Yeah, we'll watch football and eat wings early. Be home at 4. Be done at 4. See what I'm saying?
Place better have the Jags game.
Huh? Yeah, we go to a big bar. You're going to have all the Florida. You're going
to
Tampa,
we'll go to a great
Jacksonville.
Sports bar that's probably showing like Diego instead of football.
Start lining them up. We're going to do 3 of them.
Yeah.
No, we got to do more than 3.
Hold on.
Especially if you have a wing place that
No, it's all they're going to all be wing places.
Okay, if you specialize in wing eating contests at your wing place, we will also do a contest.
No, we're not doing it. That's not happening.
Wait, what happened?
You're right. Stop getting us fired.
We'll have a tour. But honestly, if you have a wing eating contest,
can we get
a
Dunkin' booth?
Yeah, yeah.
And just put Beast in it.
Can we get that guy in stilts with the juggling that Levitard had?
But not the hairy bearded lady.
Write this down, Beast.
I like
Bring
that.
Bring it up. Is tomorrow, is
no,
tomorrow the promotions meeting?
No, it was already today. It was today. You missed it.
Damn.
Well, we ain't been there in like.
Well, the last time I went, I asked for Rubals, and we have no sponsorship of Rubals.
There was supposed to be a Skype. There was supposed to be a Skype video going around. I don't know.
Hello, Loaf. It's you busy doing a show. Well, Yelich just popped out the first. Streak over.
What streak?
I don't know.
He hit a bomb yesterday.
Oh.
He hit a bomb. Crazy. All right, everybody have a great rest of your day. We're here at the Hard Rock. Event Center. We are going to have the poker open tonight, the Jeff Conine poker tournament. So get on down here if you're still interested in playing. And we'll have some fun along the way for the rest of the night. Watch a little Dolphins as well on the TVs here. Everybody have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.